Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to Crime Fighters, The Radical Journey. It's the last episode in the series. And in Kululaland, the police are closing in on the truth about the death of Zora Kasim. After weeks of trying to find out who helped her carry out the suicide bomb attack, Cadet Inspector Jude has just learned that Zora was in love with the warlord, Skambo. Inspectors Brenda and Jude don't know this yet, but the commissioner has been conducting his own inquiries with the help from a very unlikely ally. What has he found out? All will be revealed in this final episode, entitled With a Heavy Heart.
So, Jude, Brenda, it's time to tell you what I've managed to find out about Honorable Kasim.
Yes, Mr. Commissioner, sir. We're listening.
I planted a mole in his office. By listening in on several of his conversations, we've discovered that he siphoned off the 100 billion that was set aside for the Takoka Dam project. That was supposed to improve the water supply for the entire region.
He stole the lot?
Yep. This dam was also an essential part of phase 2 of the irrigation farming project for small-scale farmers.
But where did all the money go?
We haven't been able to trace much of it, but we can confirm he bought some properties abroad.
How did he intend to cover it up? Someone was bound to find out.
Not necessarily. Not if you create other problems to distract both public opinion and your fellow politicians. Hence, the current insecurity.
What do you mean?
You see, when there is unrest and terrorist attacks, like those carried out by Skambo and his people, money gets redirected into boosting security. That's where Kasim comes in. He's the commissioner of finance, remember? But that's not all. He also deals in small arms.
This is insane. So even if Honorable Kasim didn't kill his daughter with his own bare hands, it means he's part of the system that killed her.
Well, we have enough proof now to arrest Honorable Kasim. So I suggest we arrange to visit him at home this afternoon.
Sir, you know I said I was onto something? If you are going to Honorable Kasim's house, I'd like to take someone with us.
Take someone? Jude, what are you talking about?
Sir, I promise it'll help our case. Let me explain.
All right, I'm listening.
Commissioner, I didn't realize you'd be bringing a delegation with you today.
You are all welcome in our home, of course.
Honorable Kasim, Mrs. Kasim, thank you for receiving us. You remember my team. Inspectors Brenda.
Good afternoon.
And Jude.
Hello.
And this is Cecilia.
Hello.
Welcome to you all.
Before we get to the main purpose of our visit, Cecilia here has something she'd like to say to you.
Mr. and Mrs. Kasim, I came to tell you the whole story and to make amends. I knew Zora. I used to be with the warlord Skambo, and I met your daughter through him.
What?
The warlord? What do you mean you met Zora through him? They knew each other? How did they meet?
Online, through the Friends Connect website. They struck up a friendship and then they fell in love.
In love?
Zora was such a compassionate person. When Skambo told her about all his ideas and plans, she offered to do the bombing herself because of the love she had for him. He'd convinced her that it was the right thing to do.
Do you realize what you're saying?
I still remember her soft voice when we met at the mall. We hid in the toilets and I helped her put on the bomb belt. It was almost noon.
The stream is here on the right. All I have to do is pull, and it will be over.
Zora, I really admire you, but are you sure you want to do this?
Why are you crying? What must be done must be done. It's for the good of us all, that we may leave this world a better place.
You seem to have made up your mind. Nothing I say is going to change it.
No. What must be done must be done.
I've never seen anyone so brave.
It's okay, Cecilia. It will be over soon.
I'm so sorry. I should have tried harder. I'm sorry I didn't stop her.
Get this woman away from me. I don't want to see her here. What kind of a human being are you? You disgusting little...
With Cecilia's help, the police have been able to locate Scambo the Warlord. A team is on its way to arrest him as we speak. But I'm afraid we are going to have to take you with us too, Honorable Kasim. I'm arresting you on charges of embezzling public funds and aiding and abetting terrorists.
You can't be serious. There must be some mistake.
No mistake. Your wife hired a private investigator to follow you. Thanks to her, we have all information we need and more.
Lado? You didn't. This can't be happening.
You're only getting what you deserve, Kasim.
Inspector Jude, handcuff him, please.
Right away, sir.
We'll take him to the police station. Mr. Kasim can tell us everything he knows about the network, including a certain Maga. This investigation is far from over.
Jude, huh? It's you.
Hello, Bobo. I'm sorry I haven't visited you here in prison for so long.
Yeah, it's been a while. Last time you came was... what? Almost 2 months ago? I was really angry with you for lying about being a cop.
I know, Bobo, but everything I did was to try and protect you.
Yeah, I realize that now. It's okay.
Anyway, I came to tell you that things are much better for your family now. Your mother has a new job in the police station canteen. She's able to pay the rent. And a little brother is back on his feet.
That's good to hear. Listen, Jude, I've had a lot of time to think here in prison. I tried to join the SWAT Sages because I couldn't get a job and I was desperate to get money for my family. But that can't be the only way.
Of course not.
So, I've been thinking, I can't let other people fall into the same trap, being manipulated by a terror group. They pretend to help you, but they're just using you. I want to try and help put a stop to it. It's even going on right here in prison.
What are you thinking of?
Creating a group. A movement against radicalization in prison. We need to have discussions about other ways of dealing with things, finding other solutions. I've already talked about it with the supervisor. In fact, we're about to start the project.
Bobo, that's great. Maybe I could suggest to Cecilia that she does the same in the women's prison. And you know, there are good things happening on the outside now as well, in the youth hangouts like Ziggy's.
Oh, yeah?
Lado Kasim and Zora's best friend Patricia have been meeting a lot lately. They've been thinking about how to prevent other young people going down the same path as Zora. So they founded an NGO to tackle these problems at their source.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Kulula Youth. And the members have been talking to the youngsters about their microfinancing program.
Mm-hmm.
Now they regularly give advice on how to start a small business.
Nice.
The NGO has also launched a community radio working with young people. They report about issues in the region, social problems, whatever affects them. And they are doing really well.
Sounds cool.
It is. I'm sure they'd be interested in reporting on your movement in the prison. One of their goals is to raise awareness about terrorist groups and their recruitment methods.
Well, I can certainly tell them a thing or two about that.
And that's how our story ends. Incredible as it seems, Zora's motive for becoming a suicide bomber was love and the belief that only violence could bring about real change in society. Crime Fighters, The Radical Journey was written by Pinado Abdu Waba with a special contribution by the Nigerian author Helen Habila. If you want to listen to any of the episodes again, please visit our website, dw.com/crimefighters. You can also share your comments on this story on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening and goodbye.